You're listening to Midlife State of Mind Podcast, hosted by Erin Beadle, a midlife gal who dishes on all the challenges and opportunities that come with this middle section of your life. Each episode, you'll find yourself going between laughter and tears as she covers all the topics you need to know about midlife.
Welcome back to Midlife State of Mind. I'm your host, Erin Beadle. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode today. Today's episode, I want to dive into this concept of all or nothing. I think that many times in our life, we can get hung up on this idea that we have to do either all, or if we can't do all, then we do nothing. And this type of thinking pattern is very common among people, but it is a form of cognitive dissonance or cognitive distortion. So that's basically when we make an assumption based on minimal evidence without evaluating the validity of the assumptions. And so all or nothing thinking is a type of thinking in extremes that is neither helpful at best and can be harmful at worst. And so I'm going to explore how this type of thinking works so that we can recognize it when it happens and we can take the steps to combat it and develop a healthier and more effective viewpoint in our life. So let's take a look at some common scenarios. Let's say you are in a job interview and you are trucking along in this job interview. Everything's kind of going well and you feel really prepared. And then the interviewer asks you a question that catches you really off guard and you stumble and you may not answer it to the best of your ability, or you may not even know how to answer it. And so when you get done with the interview, even though 95% of the interview went swimmingly well, but you are hung up on that 5% of the interview where you stumbled on the question and you were caught off guard. And so you are just convincing yourself that you're not going to get the job, that you were terrible. And you go into this whole spiral, right? This whole cognitive distortion where you're just like, now I'm not going to be able to get a job and I'm never going to be able to pay my bills. And it just leads to this deep rabbit hole of thinking. So let's say you have committed to eating a healthier diet. Not that you're on a diet, but you're going to eat a healthier diet daily. And something happens to where you get off track. Let's say you're traveling or you have a weak moment and you decide to indulge in a cookie. And then you're just like, you know what? You can't ever stick with anything. And so you might as well just not even eat anything healthy. And so you spiral into this cycle of starting to go down that road of eating unhealthy foods again. Foods that don't nourish your body. Foods that don't make you feel your best. And so another way that this could play out is, let's say we're in the creation process of something, whether it be an event or an art piece or a recipe or anything that we do that's creative. And let's say we mess up on one thing. Like, I have a friend who was hanging wallpaper, and I guess there was a little spot in the wallpaper that it didn't meet up exactly. And so that's the only thing that she could see, was where this wallpaper didn't match perfectly. Whereas when I came in the room and I looked at the wallpaper, because it's a busy pattern, could not see the flaw. I wouldn't have been able to pick it out with a magnifying glass. So anytime that we get into this thinking that puts us into the extremes is a distortion of our perception, and it serves as a breeding ground for this concept of excessive perfectionism, where everything has to be exactly perfect to be good. And so what happens when we get into that cycle of extreme thinking is it seeks to destroy our self-esteem, it stifles our creativity, and it acts as a roadblock to our path of personal growth. When we're in that cycle of distorted thinking, we aren't even able to focus on anything other than the perceived flaw. And this type of thinking, the all or nothing thinking, has been very closely linked to anxiety and anxiety disorders, as well as playing a substantial role in developing depression and worsening of clinical depression, because it leads us into this perpetual state of unease where we never feel satisfied, and it creates a lot of feelings of disappointment and shame. And we know that that cycle of shame just keeps us small. It just keeps us from taking chances, from trying new things, from really relishing in our successes. is, because all we tend to focus on then is our failures or our perceived failures. And so it makes us just focus on every setback as a devastating defeat. It's like we can't just rationalize and say, oh, you know, 95% of everything went right, but we have to focus on that one awful thing. I remember when I got married and everything was going off without a hitch. It was wonderful. But there was one little snafu, if you will, with the flower girl. But instead of focusing on how everything else went well, I remember that day I was thinking, ugh, this one little thing. And so I had to flip my thinking into how everything else went so well. And that is the key, is that to counter that all or nothing thinking, we have to be able to find the gray. In cognitive behavioral therapy, they call it cognitive restructuring or cognitive reappraisal. So what it basically means is that we make an effort to look at an alternative viewpoint and reframe what has happened and reframe the thoughts that we're having by finding the gray area. You know, often people want to live in the black and white, and it's either good or it's bad. It's either a success or it's a failure. It's either yin or yang. There's never a way for us to feel comfortable in that gray area. But in order for us to counter this all or nothing thinking, we have to be able to function in the gray area. So when we have an interview that we perform 95% perfect, and there's that 5% where we stumble or we say something that maybe we didn't quite mean or we struggle with our words, what we have to do is focus on how, even though I did have a little bit of trouble in that one area, everything else was so wonderful. Everything else went great. Everything else was perfect. And when we think about that new healthy eating program that we're pursuing, when we do slip and have that one cookie, it doesn't erase all of our hard work that we've done and all of the success that we've had following this new, really great eating lifestyle. So we have to be able to see things as a continuum that goes from 0 to 100 or 0 to 1,000. And so rather than seeing everything as either a success or a failure, we look at it as to the degree of success. I always say there's like this gradient that we can judge ourselves by. And I know that it's not a popular opinion to live in the gray area, because we are raised in a society where we strive to for perfectionism, where we strive to like hit all the notes. And I actually had a conversation with a friend who was saying to me how she fires on all cylinders all the time. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, I didn't argue, but I'm scratching my head going, there's no way. There's no way that a person can fire on all cylinders all the time. We're human. Humans are not machines. If you have a machine, it's going to have 100% accuracy because it's been calibrated in a way that it doesn't have any other variables that are coming into play. And it just has the input of, you know, whatever the coding is that it doesn't deviate from. But we're humans. We're living a human existence. We are affected by all kinds of things in our life. And while we try to strive for that equanimity where we can keep peace amidst our surroundings, but we are experiencing a human life. And humans are fallible. Humans make mistakes. I would love to hear from you if you've ever engaged in all or nothing thinking and how it affects you. And then, do you have strategies in place that work for you to keep you from spiraling into those negative thought patterns? I would love to hear your thoughts and experiences, and you can share them with me on Instagram or Facebook, Midlife State of Mind Podcast. Or you can check out my website, midlifestateofmindpodcast.com, and you can send me a message there. And if you are a new listener to the podcast, welcome. I would love to have you hit the follow button so that you can stay in the know whenever a new episode releases each week. And if any episode has struck a chord with you, and if you enjoy the content that I create, I would be very grateful if you would leave me a rating and a written review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to me on. And lastly, if you're interested in additional ways that you can help support the podcast and my work, you can take a look at the show notes and you will see some of my favorite things. All of the products that are linked are ones that I use and I love, and I would recommend them to any of my friends. If you do choose to purchase any of the products with my link, then the podcast does earn a small commission, and that just helps to offset some of the expenses of producing it. My podcast is a place where we can inspire each other to make positive changes and embrace all that midlife has to offer. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with another episode. See you then. Bye.
This has been an E-Squared production.